Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. In the last episode, I explained that people matter, and my emphasis in that episode was that for everything we want to do in life, we want to get, we should never come to the point where we think people are not important, where we think they don't matter, where we think what they do or their inputs are not relevant. And I ended by helping us see that if we truly desire peak performance in our life and work, we should do our best to get the right people around us. However, despite the fact that we need to get the right people around us, we find that there are times where people don't like us. Sometimes for reasons we can't even fathom. That is, someone just don't like you. Now, on this episode of Produce Step Up, my goal is to share with you what to do when people don't like you. Because when I talk about people don't like you, I'm talking about the fact that people, I don't know how I'm going to describe this, but they don't find you agreeable. It seems as if they are your enemy, perpetual enemies. No matter what you do, they seem not to be impressed, and they are just not okay with you. They look at you with envy, sometimes with envy. If any slight opportunity they have, they spread lies about you. They just don't like you. You should understand what I'm saying, right? Now, what do you do when you find that people don't like you? That's my focus today on this podcast. First thing I want you to understand is this. I want you to answer a question. A very important question is this. Ask yourself, why don't they like you? Are you the person that make them not to like you? Sometimes you are the reason why people don't like us. If you have a bad character, bad lifestyle, poor performance or attitude to work, you will most certainly turn people against you, such that you find that you are not liked by them. Now, if that's the situation in your own case, then you are responsible for the fact that they don't like you. As a matter of fact, it is completely your fault that they don't like you. Now, what do you do at this point? You settle down to redeem your image and not to begin to complain about the fact that they like you or they don't like you. The truth of the matter of life is this. When we don't like you, like I said earlier, first of all, find out from yourself, why don't they do it? Now, it's possible you worked for someone or worked for people, and in the course of your work, you didn't do your work as well as you should. You didn't do your work in the way it ought to, or even cheated someone. Now, if you do things like that, obviously people will not like you. I mean, anybody that would like a cheat has a questionable character. Now, anybody that would like someone who doesn't do his work well has problems with character as well. Now, find out from yourself, why is it that people don't like you? If it's your fault in that you have a poor lifestyle, if it's your fault in that they have a character flaw, you are a thief, you steal, you lie, and you cheat, please understand this. The fact that they don't like you is not because of them. They don't like you not because they have fault on their own. They don't like you because it is completely your fault. They don't like you because you made them not to like you. They don't like you because you spoiled them not to like you. So please, that's the first and the most important thing you should do about people not liking you. I understand that most times when people don't like you, your mind will tell you, if they don't like you, and so are they God? Now, even me, I think that way. And to some people, I treat them, if you don't like me, and so are you God? However, before you come to that point, please first of all find out for yourself, why don't they like me? If they don't like you because of your fault, get down to fix your fault. Stop lying if you're a liar and your lie made them not to like you. Stop stealing if because of your theft they don't like you. And if they don't like you because you never get the work given to you done at work, please change and begin to get the work given to you done so that they will come to like you. The question, someone now asked me a question. If the people don't like me, and so who? Human beings are not God, but they are agents of God. When God wants to reach out to you, he uses them. Now, if you cost yourself that people don't like you, if you make your life, live your life in a manner that people don't like you, it becomes a little bit difficult for them to be channels of transmission of God's blessing to you. What I mean is this, even when God lays it in their heart to do you good or do you favor, they don't feel like doing it because you have caused yourself an enemy to them. You have made yourself, you have caused hatred in their hearts for yourself. Therefore, they are restrained in helping you. They do not speak good of you. They can't defend you when people start attacking you. They can't even put in word for you to get promotion, for you to get contract and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, when people don't like you, you will hardly get any good thing from them. That's just a summary. Now, another thing I also want you to understand is that sometimes people don't like you because of their jealousy. because of sentiment, you are an Igbo man, you are an Hausa man or Yoruba man, and the person is from my tribe different from yours, and the person just don't like you for that, because people from your tribe maybe cheated her boss, maybe because people from your tribe married her mother or her mother's sister and it cheated her. Therefore, for that reason, each time he sees anybody that answered a name that's from your tribe, he feels like, look at these thieves, look at these cheats, look at these people that don't have respect for women. And naturally, the person don't realize they don't love you, or they just have hatred for people from your tribe. Now, talk to you specifically if you have this problem. If you have this problem, you have a very big problem. And this is what I suggest to you. As much as you can, go and reorientate yourself. Even if you find cheats from a particular tribe, it doesn't mean everybody from that tribe are cheats. So please, you need to reorganize your mind so you begin to think clearly. And to understand that you can't just make a general statement against a tribe because of one or two or three encounters you have with people from that tribe. Now, if people don't like you for that, I mean, just ignore them. Again, I want to tell you this. A lot of people, when they can't do something, instead of settling down to coming close to you to learn how to do that thing, they feel that jealousy is the way forward. They envy you, and because they cannot become you, what they try to do sometimes is that they just have hatred for you. They wish you fail. They wish you don't make progress. They wish you come back to their level so that all of you will be at the same level and you will not be showing them that you are better than them. Of course, I'm not trying to say you go out to show them you are better than them. It's just that when you leave out what you are, leave out what you know. A lot of people get threatened, particularly when they know they cannot do that, when they know they cannot live out that way. So if that's the cause of not liking you, I mean, just ignore the person. He's not God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Remember, the focus of this discussion is telling you what to do when people don't like you. And so far, I've explained that what you first find out is why don't they like you? The second thing you also understand is that they are not God. So if they don't like you for no fault of yours, you didn't do anything, but they just don't like you because of jealousy, envy, sentiment, and stuff like, or people just lied about you before them and they believe the lie, ignore them. They are not God. And nothing you also do is mind your business. A lot of times the temptation is that because people don't like you, start wondering, oh, what do I do? Now they don't like me. How am I going to make progress? Now they don't like me. Will they block my promotion? Now they don't like me. You know, you'll be thinking all kinds of things, and sometimes you start creating problems that don't exist in your head. And I encourage you today, please don't do that. There's no need for that. It's not necessary. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of your energy. As a matter of fact, you are born on earth for a purpose, and that purpose is not minding those who don't like you. Those who don't like you can go to hell. Sorry if that sounds harsh, but please let me repeat it. Those who don't like you, they can take a rope and hang themselves. They are not your business one bit. You see, it's a problem when we settle down and begin to think about things we shouldn't think about, worry about things we shouldn't worry about, and why we should mind our business. I think you should focus when you even get to work and people don't like you at the workplace. Do what you can. If you can't get them to like you, I mean, forget it. As a matter of fact, it's not your job to make sure everybody likes you. It's your job to mind your business and do your work well. After that, you go home. Again, I want to tell you this. Be tread with caution when you find out people don't like you, especially when you have to relate with those who don't like you. Some of them try to find fault, they set traps, and they are just trying everything they can on their own to get you down. It's your job to shield yourself from, of course, God protects you ultimately, but please be careful. Mind what you say about them, mind what you say to them about people, about an issue, about a circumstance. And when you have to do any dealings with them, please make your agreement watertight. Ensure you don't give them rooms to cheat you, rooms to manipulate you, and room to make life miserable for you. You understand what I'm saying? Summary of what I've said today is that it's not all the time you find people that like you. And please, as much as you can, if you can get everybody to like you, fine. If you can't get everybody to like you, nobody likes everybody. So please don't worry yourself that some people don't like you. Just what you can do is do your best to pursue peace with them. And if you can get them to like you, fine. If you can't, mind your business. Your job in life is not to make sure everybody likes you. I hope you got the point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brujude Step Up, brought to you by Brujude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brujude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brujude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.